The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once when Jesus was praying in solitude and his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" And they said in reply, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the ancient prophets who has arisen." And then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell anyone. And he went on to say to them, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised up." The Gospel of the Lord. Let me look at that first reading, since it is very familiar to us. There's a time to be born, a time to die. There's a time for everything under the heavens. It's a very frequent proclamation at various occasions of liturgy. So let me look at this. It comes from the book of Ecclesiastes. It's a curious name. Ecclesiastes is a Latin word that comes from part of the original title, which was Koheleth. And Koheleth is the name of a person, and the very first line says, "These are the words of Koheleth, the son of David." The son of David, of course, familiar to us, is Solomon. And therefore, they're ascribed to be the words of Solomon, the wisdom of Solomon. Now, even though the book was shaped around 300 or 400 years before Christ, and Solomon lived 1,000 years before Christ, it said that these were the collected sayings and wisdom of the son of David. Now, David had many sons, but clearly the one referred to here is Solomon. And therefore, it's given as wisdom literature. If you look at your Bible, you'll see it's under not prophetic books, but the wisdom books. There is therefore some wisdom in here that we're meant to collect. And the whole theme that runs through this book is the futility of life unless we have God in the center. Otherwise, life will be futile. That runs right through the book. Begins with vanity of vanity, and all is vanity unless we have God in our lives. And the text we have today, which comes from the third chapter, is there's a time to be born, and there's a time for everything under the heavens. Therefore, I've been asked to give a question so that the students of Holy Family can talk about this today. And the question was prompted, given to all of us, has to do with the meaning of a day. The meaning of this day. We are in a peculiar time here. Everything, our conveniences are set aside. We have remote learning. We have the awkwardness and the difficulty of distance and washing our hands and wearing masks. And yet, reading the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a teaching and there is a wisdom in this day for every one of us. But we will only find that in God's revelation. We have to come to ask ourselves in God's presence, is there a teaching for us in this time? Is there a grace? Is there a gift? Is there a wisdom in this time, unique time of COVID-19? What do I learn about myself? What do I learn about others around me? What do I learn about my social responsibility, about the health of others by the manner in which I live? I wear a mask, I wash my hands, and I deal with social distancing. What am I learning about myself? Am I learning about my selfishness, that I don't care? Am I learning about the generosity of other people, about the extraordinary efforts in the world of science to find a vaccine? What am I learning? But reduce it to something very personal. What do I learn about myself in this time? And who is my best teacher? I don't mean teacher in school, my teacher in life. Who is my best example? Am I called to make sacrifices rather than complain? Am I called to be grateful for those who care for me and those who sacrifice for me? What is it? What do I learn about myself? And what do I learn about those who are around me? That would be very consistent with the inquiry that comes from the book of Ecclesiastes. Say, so much of life is just vanity. And all the conveniences we had, and all the luxuries we have that are somehow compromised now. I often wonder to myself, the way we had life before the virus, everything was so convenient. We could go shopping, you could go out to dinner, you could go to the sports, and all these things. And they were all so convenient, and life was so convenient, but we were probably not very grateful. We were probably presumptive. We probably expected this is normal. It's normal to have all these conveniences. We don't live in the third world. We don't live in a place that's not so endowed. But now, when we get through this virus, and we will, and we go back to the way we used to be, it will take time, but we will we be more grateful? Will we say, well, now I can count the blessings now that I overlooked in the past? So carry a question into this day about what do I learn about myself? And what do I learn about the people around me listening to the Word of God today? Amen.